Hits. Hi, this is Bruce. I'm here today with men's baseball coach here at the University of Maine, Nick Durba, who's in the middle of the season, sort of, which is hard to believe since you barely played at home here. You're going into conference play. You've had a season of weird weather. Who God knows what's going to happen this weekend. How do you keep it all together?
Well, you know, the weather piece is something that you know you're going to have, right? We are in Maine, which this is the weather is the weather, right? Yeah. We deal with that. It's been kind of strange that in February we're actually outside, so I would trade the early season weather that we had this year to get that right now. But we'll be outside, you know, today and this weekend we should play a little bit. I think we'll get to a couple games and we'll be home. But ultimately, the weather is the weather, right? We have good indoor facilities. We take care of business. Hopefully, we can get our field plowed when we need it. And we're playing between the snowflakes when it's available.
Yeah, that's, I mean, that's over football, watching spring football and seeing all the big snowbanks and thinking, you know, Nick Saban never had to deal with that.
Yeah.
you spent a lot of time on the road in the spring. You went south. You guys were road warriors. You played tough. You're now in the conference play, and you've got the target on your backs. You've been the champs, and you're down a couple of your starting pitchers. That's got to have been a real challenge.
Yeah, and so we'll start with our normal early spring travel. I mean, we have to do that, right?
Yeah.
So people always ask, why do you go down and play such and such and whoever it might be? Well, number one, the only way we can get guaranteed games is by going down there, right? If we go and play in the Mid-Atlantic, you know, I'm calling the Mid-Atlantic, you know, New York, PA, you know, they have snow, right?
Yeah.
Even you go to the Carolinas, you're not guaranteed to get games. So we spend the money to go down there. And then, we play some teams that are higher level than maybe, you know, we want to early on. But, you know, the fact of the matter is they're paying us to come down, right? So for being cost effective, we go down and play some bigger name schools. And then, you know, realistically speaking, if you're not going to Florida or Georgia, that's the only, you know, on the East Coast, those are the only two places that are really guaranteed that you're going to be able to play mid-February, right? Everywhere else, you know, we get to go down and play and sit in a hotel in New York, it doesn't make any sense.
No.
Right? And then for us, you know, we're uniquely challenged in our geography. We're the only Division I school in the state of Maine.
Right.
So we can't just go down and, you know, so you see some New York teams that might not travel as far as we do, but they can pick up a game 30 minutes from them.
Right.
Our closest Division I opponent is 3.5 hours away from us.
Right.
So we can't just go run down the road and pick up a game, right? So
right.
That's a challenge for us early on. But, you know, as far as you know, the early season travel, that's why we do it. And then, you know, we've had a really strange year injury-wise. I mean,
yeah.
You know, losing Caleb Lees and Colin Fitzgerald for the year. You know, those are the two best pitchers in the conference.
Yeah.
And they're the two best pitchers on our team. You know, and you see major league teams, they don't come back from that too often.
No.
Right? And they have a farm system, which we do not.
Right.
And we don't.
And you can't trade.
Well, yeah, right. There's no trade deadline.
You can't say, I got five outfielders, I need a pitcher, right?
Right. There's no trade deadline. And, you know, I think we're very talented still. And right now, we're having some issues immaturity-wise. We have some young, very young guys in the mound that are going to help us win. And we're going to be in this conference championship. I'm very confident. And we're going to be there because of our pitching staff. But, you know, losing those two guys. You know, Sebastian Holt was supposed to be a closer for us last year, in and out of injury, late word on surgery, so he's out for the year, which is a huge loss. You know, we have other guys. You know, like Chase Trelar and Evan Bashnagel. These are two young guys that we thought were going to be on the field for us this year. Knee injuries and elbow injury, they're out for the year. You know, Connor Goodman, who's been a staple for us. For 5 years, he's out. You know, he's out for the year potentially. So, you know, the injury bug, this is something I didn't even see this when I was playing professionally. Like, this is crazy. It's a crazy year.
So there are some guys I think you're going to be counting on offensively. Jeremiah Jenkins being one of them. I think Miles has got to have a big year, Miles Sargent. Who are the other guys you think are going to help you most at the plate?
Zach Martin's a big guy for us. He's a transfer brought in from Maryland. And Nick White, who's one of our veterans here. You know, those are some guys that really need to step up. And they're starting to find their traction. You know, we need everyone to be involved, right? Even, you know, in high-powered offense, you need a pretty uniform lineup where you don't have any given outs. So everyone needs to contribute. It's just how they're going to contribute, right? You know, Kyle Plant, who's a guy who's playing center field for us, he's got to get on first and be able to go and run, right? Yeah. He's got to put the ball in play and be able to bunt. And for us, it really, you know, we're going to win a lot more games this year from manufacturing and being able to be, you know, have productive outs. You know, we're obviously not going to hit as many home runs, right? Like, you know, we're not, it's not going to happen this year because that's not our team. But we need to be on base. Our strikeouts need to be cut down a bit. You know, and we've actually had some offensive success this year. You know, we're still, you know, we've still scored 6, 7, 8 runs. I think we're averaging close to 7 runs a game still. But, you know, it's got to be on both sides of the ball. Last year at this point, we were averaging 11.5 runs a game, right? So, you know, that's a really good
that's a football score,
right? Yeah. So we, you know, that was an anomaly. That was actually statistically the best offense Maine baseball's ever seen, right? Which says a lot considering the teams that have come through.
Yeah.
So, you know, this year we've come back down to earth a little bit, but we're still a good offensive team. We just need to be able to do a little bit more on the defensive side.
I was at a game last year when you had just scored your 12th run, and a friend had just come and he said, "How'd they get us? It was touchdown, field goal, and a safety."
Yeah, that's
you
know? Right.
And, but the other thing that I've always wanted to ask a Maine baseball coach is, you know, Maine has turned out some pretty famous baseball players, and it's not just Jeremy Pena. I mean, Pete, there are people that don't think back to Swift and Bordick and other guys like that. How do you nurture that dream in a kid who thinks, well, maybe I should be somewhere else?
I actually think it's easier here than a lot of places, and here's why. When you show up to Maine, I think you could say this for anybody that shows up, comes here to be here, right?
Yeah.
You know, you sign on as a coach, as an administrator, as a player, a student in general. When you come to Maine, you want to be here.
Yeah.
And that's one of, you know, people are like, how do you recruit to Maine? Well, you know, listen, it's actually, we can filter out players much easier than anyone else. You know?
Yeah.
It's really actually makes it much easier because when we have 100 kids that we talk to, we know right away that 40 are actually interested.
Yeah.
And of those 40, we're probably going to get down to our 20, 25 that actually think that Maine's a real fit. Right, we're not talking about having, you know, there's no great weather. We have great facilities, but the weather can be an impediment. You know, it can be an impediment for them.
Yeah.
And quite honestly, the guys that show up here that actually want to be here and see that this is a place you can go to school and get better at school, get better in your sport, and that's what you're here for. They thrive, and I think that's really what it comes down to: is people showing up here and saying, "Hey, this is a place I can just better myself as a person. I don't have anything else to worry about."
Well, I know as a professor, I had 6 of your players in class last year, and I don't think I've ever gone out of my way to contact the coaching staff before to say what great young men, and I find that to be the women. I work with women's hockey. I find the same thing. I think, yeah, you hit it right in the head. If they want to be here, then you get a loyalty and you get a dedication that you don't get everywhere else. But I tell you, Coach, you got to start at the top, too, and I think you guys are doing a really good job.
I appreciate that. You know, and I think one thing that Maine really breeds, which you don't necessarily see everywhere, is there's a loyalty to the school more than to the coach, which is, you know, that's a very unique piece, right? We may recruit these guys, you know, and guys and girls, but I think when they show up here, there's a loyalty to the school more so than anything else. And that, I think, is much more powerful. You know, that's a very powerful thing because, you know, I see kind of across campus, you know, even like within or across the athletic department, really, like everyone supports each other.
Yeah.
And that's really, I don't, you know, I haven't been to many other places, but I don't think that's everywhere.
I have had 2 sons that play college sports. What I see here is if the women's hockey team is playing in an afternoon game, and I'll see a group of baseball players, softball players, soccer players, women's basketball players at the game. And I go to an away game, and I don't see that from the other schools. But, well, Coach, I want to thank you for your time today, and we'll do this a few more times this season for sure. I wish you the best of luck now that we're starting to get to play baseball here in Maine.
That's right. Thank you very much. Appreciate it, Bruce.
You bet. Thank you.
Boy, good guy and a heck of a coach, Nick Durba, Maine baseball. Bruce, great to have him on with us here this afternoon.